Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
We're now in Psalm 103. I hope you got your Bible open to Psalm 103. And we're looking at verse 5. Let's just look at what verse 4 says and remind ourselves of what happened yesterday's program. It says, "He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." And we noticed that the word redeem was really important there, and crowning, that was also very, very important. Now look at this. Verse 5 says, "He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. If you look at the beginning of this psalm, Psalm 103, David is a David psalm. It's one of his songs. And he's talking about his Lord and his Savior. And he says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me." And then goes through the list. He starts to list this stuff. He says, "He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." And then finally he says, "He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." You see, that is what God our Father does. So many of us can fall into this trap that Satan sets us now and again. This big bear trap. I want you to imagine you're walking through the woods and all of a sudden you see this huge metal, rusty metal machine that has got claws. And you can see that it is open and is waiting for a bear to come. When that bear comes, he steps in it and those claws shut tight and hold that person bound, or hold that bear, if you like, bound by this trap. I believe there are traps set for us all the time. And I believe one of those traps that is set is a trap of depression, a trap of oppression as well. And when we step into it, beloved, what happens is the claws slam shut on our legs. We're stuck. We can't move left, right. We can't even go anywhere at all. We are totally stuck by these claws, by this bear trap, by this huge trap that Satan has set. And a lot of us fall into this situation. And so therefore, when you read something like, "He fills my life with good things," a lot of people would say, "No, he doesn't, because my life isn't filled with good things. My life is filled with nothing but misery, depression, oppression, constant. It never stops. It's always there, that depression and that oppression. It never leaves my side. It is like a shadow around my life the whole time." That's what a lot of people think, because they are caught in this trap. This scripture is telling us very clearly, "He fills my life with good things." How are we going to get out of this trap? Who is going to open those jaws to release us? There's only one, beloved, that can do that. There is only one that can open those jaws and release us from this pain that we're in. And that person is Jesus Christ Almighty. It is amazing when you think about it. And I know of no other religion in this world where they have a loving Savior who is Son of God and who can do this stuff. Hear what I'm saying now. There is only one. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." There is only one true Savior, beloved. There isn't another one. And therefore, I would humbly suggest to you right now that if you are caught in this trap, the only one who can release you is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to pray in a moment. But this particular word now, I feel really deeply in my spirit, is going to take longer than I thought it was going to take. There is only one who can release us from this pain. There is only one who can release us from this bondage, from this bear trap that we find ourselves in sometimes. The psalmist is absolutely genuine. David is genuine when he says these words. He fills my life with good things. He fills my life with good things, not bad things, not indifferent things, not rubbish things, not things I don't need, but good things. And David has been caught in that depression, in that trap before, as well you know. And he is released by his God and his Savior. And I believe right now, today, on this program, you can have the opportunity of being released from this bear trap that you probably find yourselves in right now. You can be released from that in a second, in a heartbeat. Why? Because Jesus is faithful to his word. And he's saying to you right now, beloved, he's saying these words. He's saying to you, trust in me. Believe in me, and like David, you will have good things in your life. David goes on to say, my youth is renewed like the eagles. My youth is renewed like the eagles. And the message that I get from that as I close my eyes and I imagine what God Almighty is saying right now to you is this. What does an eagle do? An eagle flies through the air. In other words, a better word for that is he soars through the skies. My youth is renewed like the eagles. When I am free from this bear trap, when I am now released from this rusty old metal trap that is holding me in place, when I get release, not only does the Lord heal me of the wounds of that trap instantly, but all of a sudden, I find that I can soar through the sky like an eagle. I can feel that sense of freedom, and I can know that I am free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is Him who set me free. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I feel very strongly that somebody listening to this program right now is in that situation, and I feel that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to release you, maybe for the first time in many, many years. And you don't have to do anything at all. I'm not even going to say to you that you've got to believe it. I'm not even going to say to you that you have to believe this. All I am saying to you is, I want you to make it your will that you are released. Because some people don't want to be released from this trap. They find it is better to be in this trap because it's something that they know. I am saying today for you, beloved, I believe in Jesus' name. And whilst I'm praying, whilst I'm speaking, my prayer team are praying. I know that. I believe for you today, you can feel released so that you can soar like an eagle, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. You can soar through the heavens on the wings of love and soar through the heavens and skim the clouds as you're doing it, knowing that you have total and utter freedom in Jesus Christ. I just want you to say a real quick prayer. I want you to say it with me now. Just say these words. Heavenly Father,
release me from this trap. I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I believe right now, beloved, He is releasing you. He is releasing you. And whilst you are being released, I want you to start to worship. I want you to just tell the Lord how much you love Him and listen to this song and worship with Him.
Hosanna.